I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Now we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guest on our Political Corner. Today, they look at this week's Congressional Black Caucus Conference and the travails of New Orleans Mayor Ray Nakin.
I'm joined by Donna Brazile, Democratic political strategist and author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. Also with us, Tara Wall, Director of Outreach Communications for the Republican National Committee. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with the Congressional Black Caucus Week, which begins this week in Washington. Obviously, it is impacted tremendously by what has taken place in the Gulf Coast. You also have the nomination of John Roberts to be Chief Justice of the United States. Tara Wall, what's been the sense of the purpose of this gathering of the Congressional Black Caucus?
Everyone will have the thoughts and prayers of the folks impacted by Katrina in mind. And I think, it, you know, most people will be looking at ways we can address this problem, this issue. I do find it, once we start talking politically, quite disappointing that there isn't the support there for what is a even-handed, stellar, intelligent jurist in John Roberts. And I think that you have to put politics aside. CBC members chose not to do that in opposing him, essentially. But I think it's unfortunate because I think that Americans see in John Roberts what we expect in a Chief Justice, and that is someone who will rule by the law, who is going to be even-handed, and who will rule by the law.
Donna Brazile, we'll come to Katrina in a moment, but I'd ask you to respond to what we're hearing from Tara about John Roberts, the Supreme Court nominee.
Well, look, I think John Roberts is likely to be confirmed, but he will not be confirmed with many Democratic votes. Democrats have raised some very serious concerns about his record. They also were concerned about his responses on several questions they pose regarding equal opportunity, civil rights, women's issues, the right to privacy. In terms of the Black Caucus made it very clear early on that they wanted a meeting with John Roberts. He refused to meet with members of the Black Caucus, and as a result of that, many of them have come out against his nomination.
Donna Brazile, let's come to Katrina now. Obviously, when you think about the Congressional Black Caucus meeting this year, it's got to be impacted by Katrina. What do you think is going to be different about this CBC meeting as they try to respond to the tremendous need created by the devastation of Katrina?
I know, based on my own experience and my participation in several panels, that Congressman Jefferson, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi will be holding special sessions to deal with the devastation and the loss of assets that African Americans have experienced down in the Gulf Coast region. There will be sessions to talk about ways in which we can help rebuild these communities. There will also be an opportunity to mourn the loss of so many people. The Congressional Black Caucus is planning to host a vigil, and I'm willing to bet you that this year it will be a different year. It won't be a party fest, but more of a work fest where people roll up their sleeves and figure out what we can do to help the victims of Katrina.
Tara Wall, there's not one Republican member of the Congressional Black Caucus, so what's the Republican involvement?
There are some other things, I think, that, you know, that will also take place in town as it relates to Republican efforts. The annual BAMPAC dinner is this week as well, and Chairman Melman will be making remarks there. There will be a number of African-American Republican leaders in attendance. And I think that this is a week that the focus will be more on how Republicans, Democrats, independents, we'll put politics aside for a minute and look for ways that we can work together in addressing this problem and look for ways in the future to help rebuild this part of our country. I think that a lot of times we get muddled with all the politics of it all, but I think there are opportunities and ways that we can look together to work together for a common cause and a common goal, and this is one of them.
Very quickly, let's talk about a major political character as we look at what has happened with Katrina. And that would be New Orleans Mayor Ray Nakin. Nakin is a former cable company executive, but a man who endorsed the Republican in the Louisiana gubernatorial race, endorsed President Bush. Now he's come under lots of criticism for his handling of the hurricane. Donna Brazile, what do we know about Ray Nakin, and do you think that he will be permanently politically damaged by what has taken place?
You know, Ray Nakin is not very popular with the locals, so to speak. So I think he should use this opportunity to really be a more effective mayor. I was surprised.
Why do you say he's not popular with the locals?
many Black New Orleanians were very skeptical before the storm of his leadership, his ability to inspire people, to make changes in the city. Look, I think he's done a fabulous job in helping to revitalize my home city, but his decision the other day to get people back into the city, I thought was a very ill-advised decision, given the fact that the infrastructure is not back in place. And I had to tell members of my family struggling to wait on I-10 for hours to go back. I said, why are you going back? There's no hospitals. There's no running water. And even the water that's running, you can't drink it. You can't bathe in it. So I would hope that Ray Nagin would spend some time trying to figure out the future of New Orleans, to put people around him now that can help him rebuild the city. And it takes some time to take stock of the situation before just hastily getting people back into the city.
Tara Wall, what we've seen from Ray Nagin is sometimes very critical comments about the way that President Bush has handled this. What's your take on what's going on with Ray Nagin?
Well, I think that there's a plethora of blame to go around, if you will, from the local to the state to the federal. As a result of some of the slow reaction in the beginning, you are now seeing a concerted effort on all levels for everyone to come together.
All right. Donna Brazile, Democratic political strategist and author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics. Thanks for joining us. And Tara Wall, Director of Outreach Communications for the Republican National Committee. Thank you for joining us, Tara.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks for having us.
Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and our Political Corner.